Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know, it's on from here. Here we go.
Matthew fires middle. Touchdown, L.A.
Darnold against the rush. Blitz coming. He's hit. Fall down.
Scooped
up. Touchdown, L.A.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown, David Allen. Touchdown, L.A.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Cowboys writer for The Athletic, John Machota, Notre Dame quarterback Riley Leonard. Coming up, Commanders cornerback Mike Sanristel. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of The Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Have a fresh cup of coffee. Just went in the back there. Amy Trask here. Susie's making her way here. Albert Breer on What the Football later on today. Check out that wherever you get your podcasts.
Rich, more importantly, the Thin Mints are still in the back.
They are indeed.
You know what? I got another half sleeve.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How addictive they are.
Jeez. By the way,
the Girl Scouts cookies.
Great job by you. I offered you one, and you went. Mm.
Yeah, I said no because once you stop, you pop, you can't stop.
I've had five
like Pringles. Yeah. And you know somebody scrawled on the top of the remaining box of Thin Mints. Where are the tagalongs? Who wrote that? You, Mike Del Tufo.
100%.
Wow.
We want the tagalongs.
So,
the tagalongs are the goat. That's
so,
the goat.
No, Adam is the one who brought in these Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And you're complaining that
the first thing that was on them said, I can't even repeat what it said. Then I took that and I ripped the top off because I didn't want to insult the people that brought them in.
Well, that's Adam, our call screener.
Adam brought them in. You were here yesterday.
Wrote Thin Mints are crap, and then I took that and removed that.
Whoa.
And then I wear the tag along.
You're not a mint person?
I hate mint in anything.
Whoa.
Mint julep, never. I don't care if the Kentucky Derby came to my house and held it right next to my condo. I don't care.
So you're not a mint ice cream guy?
No.
Oh. More for me.
Excuse me.
Thin Mints.
Hold on a second. York peppermint patties.
Oh, Mike.
If I was stuck on an island and that was all we had left, I would be dead in a week.
Oh, the peppermint patties, man.
No. No, even that commercial.
I remember the commercial as a kid. Oh, my God. You bite into one and now you're on some cool iceberg.
No,
you know, you're hanging with
cool.
The penguins.
Not okay. Cool.
All right. Wow. Mike Tomlin has spoken today, and the first order of business is Russell Wilson to hit here before we get to Mike Tomlin's reaction to his status in Pittsburgh. So we spoke about Sam Darnold earlier and how Sam would, I imagine, lead the free agent class of quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins, the man he replaced, might be in that mix, although I don't know if you caught this in the aftermath of the Falcons season ending, but Terry Fontenot, the general manager there, said they would absolutely keep Kirk on as a $40 million a year backup quarterback. They absolutely would keep him there, which is a way of saying, will somebody please trade him, because cutting him is going to be very expensive. Somebody please trade for him. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that said, Russell Wilson, will he be in the free agent class? Would the Steelers consider running it back with a guy who took a 4-2 team and turned it into a 10-3 team, only to lose the final five games? As the offense was somewhere between drying paint and root canal on occasion. This is what Russ had to say.
Want to come back next year?
Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, obviously, I love it here and everything else, and I think we have a great football team. I obviously, it didn't go in the way we wanted it to, and I think there's a lot more to do. And I said to you guys before, I always just trust God in the process and all that.
Makes sense. Why would he want to go anywhere else? I don't know if he would have an opportunity to go anywhere else to be the starting quarterback. I guess he and George Pickens have a different opinion about the future of the offense. Mike Tomlin had this to say about his quarterback.
Mike, do you have a plan for quarterback?
You know, obviously, we don't have a quarterback under contract, and so we got some major discussions there. It was a really good experience with the three quarterbacks that were on our roster this year, individually and collectively. We certainly are open to considering those guys, but there's a lot of work ahead of us. And the major work, obviously, starts first and foremost with just understanding what our options are, what the field looks like in terms of free agency, what the draft pool looks like, and then beginning the process in terms of decision-making based on, you know, known variables. And so, Omar and I have got a half a day carved out here this week just to begin that component of the discussion.
Did Justin show you enough that you think he could be a starter for you guys and enter next year in the pole position as Russ did this year?
Certainly.
Okay. Yes or no? Yes or no question? Yes or no question?
No. No.
Yes or no question?
I know you want yes or no, but it's here's like,
no,
I don't
no,
know.
No, no, no. How about this? Here's the question. He wouldn't let me say it.
I know, I jumped the gun like on Family Feud.
Hey, go ahead. So he gets a...
Yeah.
Is the current quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers on the roster?
No. My yes. answer stays the same.
Wow.
Yes.
I would say no. I would say no. That's one. Yes or no question. Is the current coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, next coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, currently on the at the podium?
I think Mike Tomlin should want out, but I think he will be back next year.
I don't know about the want, but I think he will be. Which one are we playing first? Which one, the dealer's choice, Mike Hoskins? Okay, this is interesting. Well, do the other one first, if you don't mind.
I like that when you do this, because you have a conversation that only you are listening to.
No. We excuse me. We're lead pipe wielding professionals. We when the sound bites came in, we talked about you. Yeah. Can you play it for me?
I said I like it when you do.
Okay. This was him when he was asked about the playoff drought and questioning if he's the one to fix it, which is an interesting way of saying, you know, what's your job status? Do you want to be here and things of that nature?
You know, I have no response to that. I understand the nature of what it is that we do, the attention and criticism that comes with it. As a matter of fact, I embrace it, to be quite honest with you. I enjoy the urgency that comes with what I do and what we do. I don't make excuses for failure. I own it. But I also feel like I'm capable. And so as long as I'm afforded an opportunity to do that, I will continue. But I certainly understand their frustrations, and probably more importantly than that, I share it because that's how I'm wired. And so I'm not a big-time comfort seeker, and particularly in circumstances such as this, I don't view myself as a comfort provider because there's, you know, words are hollow, to be quite honest with you. It's about what we do and less about what we say. And so I've learned to say very little when things are going good, and I've learned to say less when they aren't.
I'm not a comfort seeker. God, I'm sorry.
Also not a comfort provider.
Yeah, he has a great way of putting things.
Well, as his comfort provider, it's like, you know, I pretty much think anything he's saying will not satisfy the growing legion of Steeler fans who just think it's time after 18 seasons there. And in terms of whether he considers it time, as I said yesterday, maybe it is time for him to find his Andy Reid moment, right? This is what Coach Tomlin had to say when asked the point-blank question of anybody calling for your services in a trade. What would you say to that team? Hit it.
Mike, at least one team has reached out to inquire about your availability. Understanding that you have a no-trade clause in your contract, what's your message to any team that may reach out to the Steelers to gauge interest or availability in your services?
I have no message. Save your time.
Which is a message?
Never say never, but never.
Save your time. Yeah. Listen, I think he wants to finish a job. Last thing he wants to do is come across as a guy who throws his hands up and says, just not going to work here anymore. After 18 years, I don't have the wherewithal, stamina, answers, desire, all of that stuff. I don't think he's going to be that guy. So if you're looking for him to basically say, I want out, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it's going to have to come from the Rooneys. If they want to make a change, it's going to have to come from them. It ain't going to come from this guy. And save your time. I have no message. It's kind of the never say never, but never. Yeah. USC, don't come calling for me. I'm not interested.
Right.
Never say never, but never.
So, hey, Steeler fans, I don't think he's going anywhere. But I sat here thinking maybe in his heart of hearts he's going to sit here and go, maybe I go somewhere where there is a quarterback. Because at this point in time, do you run it back with Russ? And you're going to say Justin Fields is the answer here? I know the most popular quarterback anywhere is the backup. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and Fields was 4-2. So everybody thinks, give him a shot. And I will just say this. I don't know if Justin Fields would have had them beating the Ravens and making them an 11-win team or a 12-win team.
No, and of course we'll never know the answer, but it's a fun what if. What if Justin Fields had never been benched for Russell Wilson? How would this season have gone if Fields got the whole season? Would they have suffered a 5-game losing streak to end the year?
I don't know. It's unfair for me to sit here and say that they wouldn't have been better. Who knows? Maybe he unlocks this team in a way with 2 touchdowns in the air, 1 on the ground,
right,
like everyone else has got going on right now.
Right.
The Bills have it. The Ravens have it. Sometimes the Chiefs can have it, right? The Eagles have it. The Commanders sure have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun what if. I mean, that's
2 in the air, 1 in the ground.
Seems like you kind of have to have a quarterback with that ability to win and go far.
2 in the ground, 1 in the air. That's what you kind of have to look at, right?
It was RG3 that posted this, said this yesterday, but 7 of the 8 quarterbacks left are mobile quarterbacks.
And what, Goff is the one that was not?
Oh, I guess Matt Stafford. So maybe 6 of the 8.
I guess this is the age old, you know, like you want a pocket passer or not. How about both? I'll take both. As Lamar has become and Allen is, mm-hmm, and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels for sure.
Patrick Mahomes. My word. Steelers don't have it. I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he's going anywhere, folks. But I'm just, again, wondering in the heart of hearts if he's thinking it. And I don't think that sounds like a guy who's thinking it. And he's not wearing it on his sleeve anyway. And he never will, because he's not a comfort provider or seeker. Is that what I heard? God, I love the way he talks. All right. I don't know if he's going to do it, but it's going to have to come from the Rooneys.
Rooney.
Here's a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guess wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. And the best part, you will not even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai. Now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Mike Sander still. You're not going to tell him that I consider Notre Dame likable.
That's going to be tough.
I will.
Okay. I will get ready for that. And then we're going to do Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday to wrap things up.
Let's do it.
I keep punting that further down our rundown. I apologize for that.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's just the way, I'm just...
You're putting anticipation for it.
Well, that's one way to do it. I'm also just calling the game as it's coming. You know what I mean? I'm just... You don't go broke making a profit.
It's funny. We've actually touched on a few topics, but they're still hot.
Which is great. So we're probably not going to talk much about it with Mikey Sanders still anyway.
Yeah, because you're just going to talk Michigan and falling over him this whole time.
Well, listen, this will be the last time I talk to Mike as the as a defending national champ.
That's true.
But not as a Michigan man, though. That'll always be there.
Please. Oh,
that's for life, like the NWO.
Correct.
Oh, Rich, please name the original members of NWO.
Yeah.
Let's start a break.
All right. God, that would have been amazing.
Let's talk Commanders playoff football. With Mike Sanders still coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Will, talk to me.
ABC Tuesdays.
They took his daughter. She's coming home alive.
Will Trent, the series critics are calling powerful must-see TV, continues to thrill.
Shouldn't we strategize before we go in there?
If we screw up this case, a cop killer walks free.
With its most dramatic and heart-racing season yet.
GBI!
Help me!
Get down!
Will Trent, all new Tuesdays on ABC and stream on Hulu.
Back here on the program, Susie brought Randy's donuts. Oh.
Now that you had a bite of. Not to out you.
I mean, what? See, this is...
I tried to offer you a Thin Mint. No.
I said no.
Is it because your wife brought it? Or was it the...
No.
Was it the offerer? Or what was the deal?
You know what? It's not all about you.
Well, I'd take the lead from you.
I was thinking about it. We had Gabriel Iglesias here. His face is all over that. Donut shop right now.
Yeah.
It's on the way down here.
Yeah, have you guys seen it?
I have. I pass by to go to NFL Network every time. I see his big mug at 4:30 in the morning.
On those two gigantic.
It's like a cup
LED,
of Joe. It's jolting.
LED billboards there.
Took a picture the other day.
Did you really? The legend of Fluffy right there on the. It's on the back end of the donut. But thanks.
They are really good donuts.
Appreciate it.
They're good.
They are good. Really have good. You watched Landman yet? We haven't been able to get around.
I'm done. I've watched the finale.
Is it the finale?
Yeah. It goes fast. That was episode 10.
It's not. It's episode 9 coming up.
Not true.
This is the finale?
Yes.
Okay.
I just started, then I stopped.
Okay.
We watch it on Sunday night. Right after Sunday Night Football, boom, Landman.
Okay. Is the cameo that I was telling you to look out for in that one?
It's actually been mentioned. It's out there. But it's not as what you think it might. It's not how you think it's going to happen. I'll put it that way.
Then it's not the finale.
It is the finale.
So somebody new didn't show up.
Someone new does show up.
Okay.
But it's not as how you would expect it.
Okay. We stopped talking about it as if we haven't seen it yet.
I haven't. Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet either, because Susie and I were just, you know.
I'm gonna knock it out this afternoon.
The kids don't go to sleep. They just honestly, they're like vampires.
Thank God Cage went back to school yesterday.
Oh my goodness, right?
He had 2 weeks off, and then all of a sudden he's home for five. I was like, come on.
So, Mike Sandrastil is gonna walk through the Zoom shortly. That's coming up. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. You want to pop up the Zoom real quick?
This is a great Zoom back.
I know. It's like at some point, look at that. Mike's going to walk through the doors.
It's like I want
to sit down. He needs theme music.
What was the show?
The Glass Break. We need Stone Cold.
No. Who were the Doors? What show had the Doors?
Get Smart.
No, that's a TV show. They had one of them had Doors.
He says, "What show is it?"
No, TV.
And I said, "Get Smart."
Show.
He goes, "No, that's a TV show."
It was a game show.
Oh, a game show with Doors.
With Doors. Yes. Let's make a deal.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh, like
thank you, Mike Hoskins.
Okay.
Wow.
No, yes, Mike Hoskins.
Like what's
that's
behind
exactly,
the
it was a Doors.
Door number
yes.
one?
The door number one.
Got
yes.
it. Okay.
That's what I was thinking. Thank you, Mike Hoskins.
Jim Morrison appearing on the game.
I'm just hoping Let's Make a Commander.
Do I need to get the Let's Make a Deal theme?
We're hoping for that.
Let's Make a Commander.
Let's Make a Commander. It's a great background.
All right. Here are my glasses.
By the way, I've gotten emails about appearing on, or do I want to appear on Let's Make a Deal? Because I'm in
DJ. Whoa.
Because I'm in the Price is Right.
Hold on a minute.
Wait,
are you allowed? Can you just like become like a serial
I guess
there are
game
people.
Show you, contestant?
As long as you haven't won. There are rules. I think you.
Yeah, what are the rules?
I think that theirs is only like 2 years, I think. I'd have to reread.
What does that mean?
Like 2 years in between appearances. Like, you know, like I said, Price is Right.
What if you,
makes
what,
you
if,
wait
10 what if
years.
You only got a ping pong table and a popcorn
what
machine?
What do you mean only? You know how many people get nothing?
Yeah, a lot of people walk home
and he gets party
TJ,
gifts.
Don't let
you know
him.
Don't.
TJ.
Wait a minute. Doesn't
don't
every game show get parting gifts?
Or
no. Yes. I think they do.
They do.
I wouldn't know because I got a real gift. I didn't get a parting
gift. Even my brother,
exactly,
who got
DJ.
Nothing on Wheel of Fortune.
Right, Wheel of Fortune is.
Honestly, he got nothing?
I don't believe he got like Lee Presson nails or like Zebrick or something. I forget what they were, but God bless him. I think I shouldn't say this. I think he turned it down because you have to pay taxes on
that. Yeah, it's factual. Yeah.
So it's basically like, you know, a coach turning down a 5-yard penalty. Like, I decline it.
Okay, yeah.
You declined it. Speaking of penalties, let me talk about this before Mike Sanders still joins us. Last night, there was a roughing the punter penalty on Monday Night Football, where it did appear to me the Ram who ran into the Vikings punter got thrown into the punter. You know, and nothing's more frustrating than you watch. And I think about this all the time whenever I call a game, because I, as you know, talk over the replay to see whether this is the right call or not.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's more frustrating than listening to an announcer and then a rules analyst, in my estimation, get it wrong. I'm like, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
And last night, it sure looked like a roughing the punter penalty wasn't roughing the punter. Like, if you're getting thrown into the punter, like, that should be a flag you pick up. Or it's 5 yards. It's running into. Or just call it, you were thrown into the kicker. What are you supposed to do? Is you're rushing the punter.
Right.
And the contact with the blocker in front of you, and the blocker in front of you turns you towards the punter, and your momentum takes you into the punter or you're thrown. Which reminds me again, every 15-yard penalty
reviewable
in the NFL is reviewable. I believe every 15-yard penalty is so significant it requires a review. Whether you want to call it expedited review, which they don't want to call it anymore, they want to call it replay assist, then have replay assist it because it's called. If it hasn't been called, the only one that should be allowed to get a flag put down is the clear and obvious face mask. Similar to the one that wasn't called against the Rams on Sam Darnold the first time they played one another. It's so obvious, heads turned, ref didn't see it, replay assist does. I do believe they're going to get on that. I do believe they are going to do that this year. Is get the competition committee to get the owners to vote, and hopefully they say yes to replay assist helping on whether a face mask occurred or not. But any 15-yard penalty that is called should be reviewed by replay assist, because these are so bang-bang, and the officials throw a flag, and they think they see it, and we can review it and help it out, because it changes a field position. It, in this case, put another team back on the field, which, by the way, helped the Rams because Sam Darnold threw an interception and gave them much better field position than when they had fielded the punt, one would assume. Mm-hmm. But please, put me on the competition committee. Let me handle it.
Your day's coming, bro.
Oh,
I can feel it.
Joining us here back on the Rich Eisen Show, one of my favorite humans, because he made me so happy right around this time last year. Now he's in the divisional round of the playoffs for the Washington Commanders, getting set to go back to the state of Michigan, where he brought a national championship last year. Mike Sandersteel, how are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you?
I'm better for seeing you on my screen right here. What's going on in that facility? Give me boots on the ground. What's happening there, Mike?
Great vibes, great energy going into this week. We know we got a great matchup coming up on Saturday. So we're just, doing everything early, all the preparation, all the recovery, all the meeting time needed just to go out there so we can execute this weekend.
What was it like in the locker room Sunday night?
Phenomenal. Phenomenal energy, man. Just being able to get a win in the playoffs for, the first time in a long time here. Just super special to be a part of that. And I can't wait to continue moving forward.
Well, does Jaden Daniels break it down? Does he step forward? Does he speak up? Because it looks to me like, he's just like, oh, okay, yeah, we're on to the next round. But what's he like, Mike? Give me two cents.
He's real cool, real laid back, the same way he is on the field. That's him. The way you guys see him, real, composed, a lot of poise, just out there, just playing his game. He carries himself that same exact way off the field, just chill, laid back. But he's an elite competitor. But now to answer your question, Bobby is actually the one that broke it down on Sunday after the win.
Bobby as in Wagner, correct?
Bobby Wagner, yeah.
What's that like for you, Mike, to be in that same locker room with him?
It's awesome. I think it's honestly a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Having someone like him as a vet, just playing on the same defense, being in the same locker room as him, there's so much wisdom and experience that he shares and brings. And then there's just a different level of professionalism that he has about him. He's real serious about his business, but at the same time, it's kind of like a big brother relationship with him. There's an obvious reason as to why he got nominated, for the Best Man Award. Bobby just, I'm super appreciative that I'm able to, share a locker room with him, share, be a part of the defense with him.
How have you reached out to him in your rookie season or him to you? You got a good example of it to make things better for you, Mike?
How he's made things better for me?
Yeah, just or just in any way, shape, or form where you turn, and that's a future first ballot Hall of Famer, giving you access to all things Bobby Wagner, Mike?
Yeah, I think just – just the things we talk about, like the first thing is just, when I got here asking him what his process is, what he does to help himself, be successful the way he's been. And it's, little things from away from football, like just being able to take care of his body. One of the first things he told me was find a routine that works for me. What does my recovery look like? What does my meeting time look like? What am I doing away from football to make sure that when I do come back into the building, I'm able to, be fully present. And then as far as playing the game, he always says, just be you. The way you study, what you study when it comes to game time, believe it. Believe that those things are going to happen. And, if you're playing a game of, let's say you play 75 snaps. Of those 75 snaps, you're probably going to see 5 to 6 plays that were exactly what they were on film. Don't be scared to go make those plays. And Bobby's made a ton of plays during his career. And I think, you know, him just telling me that allows me to, you know, play with a different level of confidence because I believe in my training, I trust the coaching, and I just take the, you know, the tools that they give me to go out there and succeed.
How do you follow the lead? How does this team follow the lead of Jaden Daniels? You got an example of that one, Mike?
I think just everyone has his back. Just believing in, you know, his capabilities. We know what, you know, how much talent he has, and, you know, we all believe in it. And we trust that he's going to go out there and, you know, play his game. As simple as us not, you know, playing the ball on fourth down, you know, fourth and five from the 50-yard line. Like, that's, you know, you're taking a risk. But it's like, as a defense, we're like, all right, if they don't get this, we're not going to panic. We're going to go out there, get Jaden the ball back, and let him go do what he does. If they get it, we're going to keep rolling. You know what I mean? So we all just have his back. And, you know, Jaden is – he's special, man. He's special the way – the things he's been able to do as a rookie. I personally, as a rookie myself, I believe that he is currently one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Mike Sanders still here on the Rich Eisen Show. And, again, it's your first NFL rodeo, but you have been on a championship team at the collegiate level. And, you know, I remember – as Michigan was building, the concept of why not us, that's what we were saying, you know, in the fan base. And I kind of get a similar feel with the Commanders. Why not you? Is that the sense that your guys are saying in the locker room, Mike?
I'd say something along those lines because, you know, before things got rolling this season, a lot of doubt was – is what was out there in the world, you know what I mean? And for us, it was just, we don't care what nobody else says. The only people that matter are the ones in the building. Only voices that matter are the ones in the building. And just following DQ's model, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime. And, you know, coach says, you know, we're going to roll with a deep crew, and all we need is us. And I think it's as simple as that.
What's it going to feel like to you to – land at Wayne County Airport in the great state of Michigan later this week?
It's going to feel great. You know, I'm coming back home, but this time I'm coming as an enemy. so I'm super excited, man. You know, I love the state of Michigan. It's where I was the past 5 years, and the state of Michigan was good to me. So, you know, super excited to see my boy Aiden Hutchinson again. We actually talked the other day, but just being able to get back out there is going to be super fun, super cool. But, you know, we're going in there with the mindset of, you know, we want to win this game, and that's all it is.
Not to turn you into an information individual, but how is Aiden? How's he doing? How'd you find him?
He's doing great. He actually, he shot me a text. He said, win this game so I can see you next week. That's what he said before we played Tampa. But, yeah, now me and Aiden, we talk all the time. He's doing great. Spirits are real high. You know, because of what he was going through with, you know, the injury, but just seeing him stay positive, it's, you know, just being there to support him as a brother, it's good to see that he's doing great.
How much are you in contact with J.J. McCarthy, Mike?
We talk every here and there.
Okay, every here and there. I mean, because did you see the hair on him? Did you see that on
I
the
did.
Sideline, the flow?
I did see the flow. The flow. It's great. It got to grow on me a little bit more. It definitely got to grow on me a little bit more. I'm kind of used to the shorter hair, JJ.
Yeah.
But it didn't look bad. You know what I mean? It looked bad.
Right. Mike Sanders still here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. I need your help, Mike. I need your guidance. I need your leadership.
Okay.
Yeah. I need your leadership. How should I watch the national championship game between Ohio State and Notre Dame on Monday night, Mike? What do I do? How do I handle it? What do I do here, Mike?
The thing is, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to watch it because I can't root for either team. I think I'm watching this game with the eye of just a football guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm rooting for football. I just hope that it's a great game of football.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it goes down as a classic match in the history of football, history of NCAA. But I'm not rooting for either team.
I understand that. But when it comes down to it, as you know, there will have to be a winner. It's going to be a game that has a result. And someone is going to be etched into the history books as the national champion after Michigan, if you had to choose, which one do you choose to be put into that book?
I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
I'm going to give you this first scenario is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I simply don't want it to be Ohio State. That's the first scenario. The second scenario is let's say Ohio State does win.
Mm.
I think it will then boost the rivalry even more. Because for Michigan to win a national championship, then Ohio State follows up with a national championship. The rivalry the next year coming back to Ann Arbor, I think there will be a lot more juice, a lot more hype around the game. So that definitely would be a cool scenario for it to play out that way.
Okay. So let me respond. First of all, I love how you couldn't say Notre Dame. You couldn't even say the name of the school. They just know it. Just you don't want it to be Ohio State after Michigan winning the national championship. And to that I say plus one, sir, plus one. But in terms of you saying it would boost the rivalry, I agree. The rivalry could use a little bit of a boost, right? I mean, when one team wins four in a row, not much of a rivalry. But when it comes to that, Mike, I will respond to this. When you won the national championship, the last team to beat you that year was who? I'll give you a hint. It's the answer to who's got it better than us, right?
Nobody.
Correct. Right. Nobody. If Ohio State wins it and they're asked, who's the last team to have beaten you? What's the answer to that question, Mike?
In their words, they'll say the team up north.
Uh-huh. Well, it's in not our nobody. Words, right.
That's somebody. That's Michigan.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. See, at least there's that. There's that. I'm trying to stake some ground here in advance of Monday when I'm going to have to watch this game. But I appreciate your leadership in this regard. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
Fantastic. Hey, love watching you make the playoffs again, man. In a rookie season, love watching you do what you do. Say hi to Bobby Wagner for me, okay? Would you please? He truly is one of my favorite people that I've gotten to meet. He's been here in studio. I know who he is in terms of what type of person he is and what he could mean for a type of person like yourself. You're lucky. You're lucky to have that guy with the green dot in your huddle, man. So,
definitely, I agree.
You know, congrats on everything going on so far, and say hi to Michigan for me.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Rich.
You got it right back at you. That's Mike Sanderstone of Washington Commanders football, getting set to try and one and done the Lions, which, by the way, would make a lot of people who love him and rooted for him for all those years, a large number of those people unhappy, because there's a lot of those Lions fans and a lot of those Michigan fans in the Venn diagram of football. The great Mike Sanders, still love that kid. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and finish up this show with an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. That's right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Time for a sports update with Rich Ackerman.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bravo TV star Lala Kent holds nothing back on the Give Them Lala podcast.
No, I have a very short fuse.
Get to know the TV personality.
I don't need to watch the show because I get the real life version.
From relationships and motherhood.
Let me tell you something about breastfeeding.
To business and beyond.
You are scared of failure, so it prevents you
from trying.
This is where we implement a big set of ovaries. And then we obsess.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
You and Erla. Now, do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do? I do. It, Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back, where am I right now?
Where am I? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. I look at myself on social media, it's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me in my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, Rich.
Because, you know, Suze, you know, my wife, she's like seeing you on the air and she goes, huh. She's like, is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's uh-oh, almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch, and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes, and she's just doing the ropes, and she just keep looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on. Rich, you can do this, man.
No, I know I can, but I mean...
See, you got a lot to work with on the outsides.
This is your expert opinion having...
Yes.
Okay.
See, you have a lot of donor hair. They call it donor hair. I didn't have as much donor hair as you did.
But wouldn't it just be jarring for people to see me?
You don't think it was jarring? You just got to just go for it. You're brave, Rich. You don't care what people think.
Wouldn't I have to take like 2 weeks off?
No!
Come on. How many days do I have to be out of the chair?
Wear a hat. You don't have to be out.
What do you mean wear a hat? I don't wear a hat on this show.
But you can't. Del Tufo does. Rich.
Oh,
Rich,
but that's not an example. But what if I showed up on this show with like a hat?
Rich, they know what's going on. You tell them this is what's going on. I just have a rainy day for like 3 days, 5 days, and you're back. You're back, Rich.
Should I do it? Do it, Rich.
Rich. Don't do it.
Do it. Hey, say don't do it.
Rich,
do it.
You should do it.
All right.
All right. Spoiler alert, I haven't done it yet.
What?
Yeah, we see. That was 7 years ago. You'd have the freshest locks
if you had done it.
Okay.
Hey, did you ever like run this by the better half to see what she thought about this?
She's sitting in the green room. Why do you ask? Yeah.
Well, I asked because I know she can hear. So if you didn't, she's going to tell us. Mm-hmm. So you never sat down and talked to her about it?
Donor hair is the best line for that.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I got a lot of donor hair.
Jay Felly got rejected.
Yeah.
He went. No donor. He got a consultation. Yeah.
He paid.
And they told him, no.
And they gave him his money
back.
You
don't have enough hair.
Marshall Faulk had a person. He put me in touch with him. I did a FaceTime consultation. The guy gets on the phone, looks at me, goes, oh, wow.
not a good oh, wow, right?
Oh, wow.
Is that a good oh, wow or a bad oh, wow?
That's a bad oh, wow. Yeah.
Is there any other kind? Life insurance, people, you know you need it. You maybe think you can't afford it or it's too complicated or you don't want to deal with medical exams. Well, that's all changed with Ethos. With Ethos, you just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Well, we've been punting it all the way down the rundown, and it's highly anticipated finally here, Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, Christopher, what do you got over there?
What's up, everybody? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Good. You know who's not good? Sam Darnold, not good, guys.
Oh, God.
Sam Darnold will not be a starting quarterback week one next year.
That's an overreaction. That's absurd. He's absolutely going to be a starting quarterback in week one of next season. Sure, I don't know where. I don't have an answer to you as to where. 14 wins, guys.
I think Sam Darnold now becomes the poster child for wins is not a quarterback stat.
Come on, man. It's more than that, too. The stats were there in terms of passing yards, touchdowns. 14 wins were significant. Beyond breaking expectations. Beyond.
His expectation was like, good luck, man. I think we're going to the Vikings. The Vikings stink, and they almost won the whole damn conference.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell's going to get more credit for that, I think.
Okay, fine. But he's going to start week one next year. You know how this league works, dude. Come on now. He's a week one starter next year. This is an overreaction. MoveOn.org. Wow. What else you have?
Wow. What have you seen lately? That thing. If the Texans beat the Chiefs, I'm not going to say they are because I don't want people in my mentions. If they beat the Chiefs, they're going to the Super Bowl.
What? On the Overreaction Monday pod, you're like the winner of Ravens-Bills is going to the Super Bowl. So now you're going to say if the Texans beat the Chiefs, they go to the Super Bowl. I'm trying to square the circle here. It's anybody but the Chiefs. A, B, C.
No, that has nothing to do with
anybody
it.
Anybody but the Chiefs.
Did we do a show yesterday? I don't even remember what happened. Reactions do not carry day to day or segment to segment.
I do like that mentality.
I like that.
Hey,
we can't be like all these other shows who say something on Monday and Wednesday don't.
Hold on a second. Just for the people listening, which I know there are a lot. Yep. This is Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
Anybody but the Chiefs. ABC.
It's the concept of the segment.
And again, just so everyone understands.
Someone's clipping that and they're all hear.
No, I know that, but the Chiefs. Right. Don't worry about it. We're fine. Let me just say this. ABC. Anybody but the Chiefs. And the reason why is what you're hearing.
That's funny.
And what you're smelling is fear. Fear. That his entire existence being a Patriot fan in the Brady era automatically becomes, at some point,
he's not alone.
The second best dynasty of the century.
What fear? 2 weeks ago, I was like, they should be number one in the power rankings.
Fear.
He's not alone.
What else you got over there, Chris?
They're the most wins this year. They're the best team.
What else? Okay. Overreaction. You're 2 for 2. What else you got?
This season, guys, look, we watched 22 Lightning McQueen run all year. He's been awesome. This season has cemented Derrick Henry as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Although I believe, said he was a Hall of Famer years ago on this program, and I got pushback.
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago. I said this guy's on a Hall of Fame trajectory, and he's a Hall of Famer.
You put him in years ago.
Right, yes,
and he was not yet in. Now he's in after this year.
First ballot.
That's what I'm saying.
31-year-old dominance at a position where he's supposed to have already been 1 year past his prime. And it doesn't even look like he's going to be slowing down for next year.
He's been amazing.
So, how many yards does he have?
11,000 something.
So what I'm saying to you, Chris, is the true overreaction Monday is Derrick Henry's going to break Emmitt Smith's record.
Well, stop.
Chill, dog.
Yo, he'd have to play six more years.
Come on, man.
You put it past him or don't?
Yes, I do put it past him. I think he'll be in two, three more years.
How many yards is he off of?
He's 7,000. What, Emmett is 18 something? He's at 11,400. Okay, so he's got 7,000 more yards.
1,600 a clip?
When he's 35 and 36 years old, he's going to get 1,600 yards.
Now. Look what he's doing now.
I mean, he's still only 31.
Save that for future overreaction Mondays.
That is bananas. Now, if you want to tell me he'll finish in the top 5 all-time rushing, I think that's pretty hot.
Save it for future overreaction Monday.
18,355, dog. It's never going to be broken.
Dog understands.
Never.
I'm chasing the car right now.
I know you.
And the car is Lightning McQueen.
You say never, but
what else?
If you want to tell me he gets in the top 5, like that's hot. That's Adrian Peterson is 5th, 14,918.
He gets it.
Ooh.
He gets it.
It's 3,500 more yards.
What else you got?
Okay, man.
Yeah, which you can do by the time he's 33. So go for it. Ooh. What else?
All right, we talked about this already, but let's do it again. The Steelers 2025 week one quarterback, not currently on the roster.
Well, Chris, I don't know if you're aware what
happened.
They
did just sign a quarterback.
In the last 10 minutes.
I know.
The Steelers just added Skylar Thompson.
Hey, congrats.
To the mix.
Hey,
he started a playoff game.
That's true. Okay. He did.
Didn't duck on.
You know what Justin Fields never done?
Matt Moore, I think, started a playoff game.
I do not believe this is an overreaction at all, Chris. All right.
As a matter of fact, I do believe we actually point blanked it earlier.
We did.
I'm sorry I cannibalized it, but I think it still works. Not an overreaction. Okay. All right, you're now at 500. You're two for your last two. What else you got?
Well, this is the last one, so let's finish
out. It's a tie break.
Let's finish out. DJ, I'm sorry. If the Cowboys hire Dion, they become favorites to win the whole NFC next year.
Now, is this a comment on whether the Cowboys are worthy of being called as such, or the rest of our industry will say as such? If it's the rest of our industry will say as such, that's not an overreaction.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's slow the roll in terms of the Cowboys are going to win the NFC next year. That's a very Micah Parsons thing to say. I'm rooting for Dion to get this job.
You are?
For what we do for a living.
I would say for content or because as a friend?
Oh, both. Because if he gets it, that's what he wants.
As a friend, I do not want him to work for Jerry Jones.
Oh.
All right.
For content, yes, please let this happen.
But if it's what he wants, then I'm rooting for it. But for us, get out of here.
It seems like no one who works for Jerry is happy at the end.
I don't know about that.
Does Mike McCarthy seem happy to you?
Well, I mean,
Jason Garrett seemed happy.
It's exceptions to every
Jimmy
role.
Johnson wasn't happy in the end of his tenure, but the end of the day,
he's happy.
He strikes me very happy now.
Barry Switzer was happy.
You think we need one more?
Oh,
all right.
Wow, what a surprise.
No idea. Rich, let's be honest. You're sneakily rooting for one of these teams to win the college football playoff.
Who?
You're rooting for one of them. You're not taking the Mike Sanders show approach of, I'm just going to watch it as a football game. You're actually rooting for one of these teams.
Why would you say such a thing?
I believe that.
No, seriously, why would you say
sneakily? Sneakily, though.
What does that mean, sneakily?
Sneakily.
Meaning
like,
what?
Deep down, that you don't talk about at friends with parties, you are rooting for one of these teams.
Let me just say this.
You're actually rooting for one.
Using the photograph on the screen, I want to take the head off of Bucky, Brutus, or whatever, and punt it. And the individual on the right may be a terrific citizen of the world, a very terrific member of the campus there. I don't want to meet him. That person right there, I don't want to meet the leprechaun.
Come on,
I don't want to meet any of them.
I actually think Mike Sanders still kind of made a good point. I actually weirdly think you're rooting for Ohio State.
Oh, get out of here.
Like you want it for the rivalry.
For the what rivalry? We've won four in a row. Rivalry's
and they
dead.
Won nine in a
rivalry's
row.
Over.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
It's still a rivalry.
That'll wrap it up. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast. You're also saying the record's going to go down.
I'm saying the record's going down anyway.
The guy. I don't think you're off on this at all. Like, you're spot on here. I don't think this is an overreaction because we have no idea what we're reacting to. Come react or overreact with us.
Overreaction Monday. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
It's game over.
Over, man.